Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. I pray that you all have had a blessed evening, wonderful sleep, peaceful dreams, and that God is blessing you already this morning. Well, welcome to Worship Wednesday, where we take dedicated time just as a sisterhood to pray with one another, to lift each other up, and to lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Because he alone is worthy to be praised. And so this morning, we will be praying through the book of Psalms. We're continuing to pray through the book of Psalms. And so we are in chapters 7 and 8 right now. And I am thoroughly excited about it because I know that God wants to do great things in and through us as we continue to take dedicated time to just give him glory, to give him honor, to give him praise for what it is that he's doing. And what I really love about praying through the scriptures is the word of God tells us that he hearkens to the voice of his word. And so when we pray his word back to him, he has no choice but to respond to it. He has no choice but to go, you know what? I did say it. And because I'm not a man that will lie, I have to hearken to my word to perform it. And so it's just so powerful when we pray God's word back to him. And so I just want to go ahead and just focus on the Lord right now. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. We give you praise. You are worthy of all of our praise. You are worthy of all of our honor. You are worthy of all of the glory, Lord God. We lift up your name this morning, Lord God, because it is to you that we give glory. We give praise. We worship your name, Lord God. We count it a joy and we count it a privilege and we count it an honor, Lord God, to come together as sisters, to lay before your feet. You are sitting on the throne, Lord God, and we come right now to the throne room, Lord God, and we lay at your feet, Father, reverencing your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Come and fill our hearts. Come and fill our rooms wherever we are right now. Holy Spirit, fall. May the fire of God and the power of God fall right now where you are in the name of Jesus. If you're in your room, if you're in your prayer room, if you're in your office, you're in your living room, wherever it is, if you're in your car on the way to work, wherever it is, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on them right now. Fall fresh on your daughters right now. In the name of Jesus, as we take this dedicated time to set our hearts and our minds on you, Lord God, when we come to meet you, Father God, you will be there to meet us, God. So I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, that you surround us with your love, that you surround us with your spirit, that you surround us with your glory, that you surround us with your power, that you surround us with your anointing and with the presence of God. You're so sweet, Lord Jesus. And we just honor your presence even now. So I thank you, Lord God, for that in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord Jesus, according to Psalms chapter 7, verse 1, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, in you we have taken refuge. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will save us from all those who pursue us, and you will deliver us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's in you, Lord God, that we live. It's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being, Lord God. And so we pray, Lord God, that if there is anybody that is coming up against us in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you will save us from all those who pursue us, Lord God, in the natural and in the spiritual, Lord God, and that you will deliver us from the hand of the enemy that may try to come against us in any way, shape, or form, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that if there is any injustice, Lord, that is happening in any of our lives, Lord God, that you will come against our adversaries in the name of Jesus, because we are your daughters, Lord God, and because we love you, because we serve you, and because we honor you, Lord God. You will not allow our enemies, Lord God, to come up against us, Father. Your word says that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord God. So, Lord, we know that the weapons will form, Lord God, but because of who we are in you, Father, we believe and we trust that those weapons will not prosper, Lord Jesus. So I thank you, Lord God, that you will arise in your anger, according to verse 6, Lord God, that you will lift up yourself, against the rage of our adversaries, Lord, and that you will arouse yourself for us, because you have appointed judgment, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, it says in your word that vengeance is yours and that you will repay in the name of Jesus. So may we take refuge and trust in knowing that we don't always have to fight our own battles, Lord God, because you fight the battles for us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, according to verse 8, Father God, vindicate me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and my integrity that is in me. So because we have integrity, because we trust in you, Lord God, because you have called us to be righteous in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you will vindicate us from anybody or anything that tries to arise against us in the name of Jesus. So we serve the enemy notice right now that there is nothing that he can do that can come against a child of God, a daughter of God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that the evil of the wicked one, according to verse 9, will come to an end, Lord God, but that you will establish the righteous. For the righteous God, you try the heart and you try the minds, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that my shield, that our shield is in you, and that you save those who are upright in heart, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, even now that you search our hearts, that you know our hearts, that you know our spirits, Lord, and that as we continue to focus our heart and we continue to pour out our love and our spirit to you, Lord God, that you, Lord, will lift up a standard against those who try to come against us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, according to verse 11, that you are a righteous judge and that you are a God who has indignation every day, Father God. So may we realize, Lord, that we don't always have to try to fight our own battles, Lord God, but as long as we lift these battles up to you, God, as long as we cast these cares to you, Lord God, that you care for us, that you will fight for us, that you will draw us closer to you, that you will surround us like a shield to protect us, Lord God, that you will hide us under your wings, like you said in Psalm 91:1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that even though people may rise up against us, Lord God, that you are a shield. You surround us like a shield, Lord God, and you protect us from anything that the enemy tries to throw at us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, according to verse 12, that if a man does not repent, that you will sharpen your sword, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have bent your bow and you make it ready, that you have also prepared yourself deadly weapons, and that you make your arrows fiery shafts to protect those, Lord God, to protect your children, to protect your daughters, us, Lord God, as we are going through things in life where the enemy is trying to attack us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are sharpening your weapons, Lord God, to come and protect us in the name of Jesus, and that we rely heavily, Lord, on your protection and not on our own strength. In Jesus' name. And so we thank you, Lord God, that according to your righteousness, we will sing praise to your name, O Lord Most High. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, Lord, even now for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, that we can rest in the fact that I don't have to do things on my own, but that as long as I give this situation, as long as I give this circumstance where people may be trying to come up against me to you, Lord God, I can trust that you will fight the battle for me, Father. And I pray, Lord God, that if there is anything coming against these women of God, Lord Jesus, these women of God who are trusting you in their single season, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you will throw up a hedge of protection around them even now. I thank you, Lord God, that they will be able to say, Lord, even though this situation is happening, I may not understand why it's happening. I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated. I'm angry, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that even in the midst of how they feel, Lord, that they will give that situation over to you and say, well, Jesus, it says in your word that you will vindicate me. So fight this battle on my behalf. And I thank you, Lord God, that they will take their hands off, step back and say, God, you got it. And trust that you will move on their behalf. So I thank you and I praise you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the words of Psalms chapter 7, Lord Jesus, that if any man comes up against us, God, that you will protect us, that you will cover us, that you will strengthen us, and that you will vindicate us in the name of Jesus. And we take encouragement and we take strength from your word in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, according to Psalms chapter 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And so, Father God, today we just take just time, Lord, to just honor you, to reverence you. You are holy. You are wonderful. You are mighty. And we lift you up, Lord God. Your train fills the temple, Lord God. We thank you that everywhere that we move, every step that we take, Lord God, is a step in you, Father God. That you are the one that leads us. That you are the one that guides us into all spirit and all truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have displayed your splendor above the heavens. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that from the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we as your daughters, Father, operate in childlike faith, Father. We know that children, when they learn about you, they serve you and they love you with just everything in them, Father, without thinking, will God do it or will he not do it, God? So may we return to childlike faith, Lord Jesus, just knowing and believing and trusting in what you say. Face value. You said it. We believe it. That's it. Whatever you said is what goes. We believe it and we trust in it and we honor it in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you make the enemy and the revengeful cease. So if there's any situations that's going on in your daughter's lives right now in the name of Jesus, anybody that's trying to be revengeful against them, anybody that's trying to attack them, anything going on in the spirit realm right now with the enemy trying to attack them, I come against it now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a defeated foe, and you will not succeed in the lives of God's daughters. In the name of Jesus, you are under our feet. No weapon formed against us will prosper. There is nothing that you could ever try to send our way that will succeed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that when we consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? God, you are a big God. You just encompass and overwhelm and overtake us. And yet and still, you thought enough to create us. You thought enough to love us. You thought enough to put us in the earth, to give us dominion over the earth, to give us a purpose and a plan for our lives, and to make that plan good, God. In your infinite wisdom, in your infinite mercy, in your infinite love towards us, Lord God, you saw fit, Lord God, to say, hey, I made you in my image, so I'm calling you forth to do the work of my hands in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that we are a part of the body of Christ. And whatever it is that you put in our hands, Lord God, to move the body of Christ forward, that we will do that, Lord God, that we don't pause, that we aren't stressed about it, that we don't have strain about it, but that we are excited, Lord God, because of your majesty, because of your glory, because of the honor, Lord God, that we give to you, Lord God, that you will continue to pour those things back into us so that we can walk out the purpose and plan of God for our lives, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that we won't be fearful, Lord, in moving out in what it is that you have for us to do, Lord God, but that we move out in faith, Lord God, knowing that you are going before us, knowing, Lord God, that you are ordering our steps, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you make that you light up our path, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will show us the way, even now, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord God, that you crown us with your glory and majesty, and that you make us to rule over the works of your hands, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we are an extension of your hands, Lord God, that as you continue to pour out in us, Lord, what you have for us, that we will in turn pour that back out, Lord God, to your people, whether it be in our ministries, whether it be our families, Lord God, whether it be our friends, Lord God, whether it be on the job, Lord God, whatever it is, Lord God, may your love just overflow every time we talk, every time we speak to people, every time we encounter people, Lord God. We thank you that they will experience the majesty of you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that they will experience your love from us, that we will be tangible expressions of your love when we encounter others, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that because you make us to rule over the works of your hands, that you have put all things under our feet, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever passes through our hands, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bless it even now, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever it is that you place in our hands, and just prophetically open your hands up and say, God, whatever it is that you place in my hands, God, that we will do the work, that we will be courageous, that we will have the faith to move out. If God has called you to start a business, start it now. Don't wait on it, because there is something on the inside of you that people need, and God has people that are specifically called to your life who need what he has given you. So whatever it is, God, that you put in our hands, Father, we lift it up to you, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you will move on our behalf. That there is nothing that you give us, Lord God, that we will not give back to you, that we will not give to your people, That we will not say, Lord God, make our lives living instruments and testimonies to your word, to your way, God. I pray, Lord God, that you will give us wisdom, that you will give us direction, that you will give us focus, that you will give us vision, Lord God, to carry out what it is that you would have for us to do, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that the same way that you provided provision for the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the path of the sea, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the same way that you make provision for them, Father, that you make provision for us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that your name is majestic in all the earth. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God, knowing and trusting that you have us covered, that you have us protected, that there is nothing that we can't bring to you. Yes, God, you're all-knowing, you're omnipotent, you're omnipresent, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that because we are developing in our relationship with you, Father God, that we bring every single thing that we are believing you for, that we are trusting you for, that we are asking you for, Lord God, that we bring those things to you, Lord God. And because we are your daughters, Lord God, that you hear us when we pray, Father, and that according to your will, you will answer our prayers. In the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, that Psalm 7 and Psalms 8, Lord God, talks to us about the justice, Lord God, that you bring to us when people try to come against us, when people talk bad about us, when people try to accuse us of things that we did not do, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that according to Psalms chapter 7, Lord God, that you are the one that provides the vengeance for us, God. That we don't have to be the ones to say, well, let me try to get them back. Let me try to prove my case. Let me try to prove that I didn't do this, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that we can trust that our reputation is safe in you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to worry about making sure our reputation is on point, Lord God, because you, as long as we are in you, and as long as we are righteous, and as long as our integrity is rooted and grounded in you, Lord God, that you will fight our battles, and all we have to do is just sit back and watch. But we can only do that when we bring those battles to you, God. So I pray, Lord Jesus, even now that we are open, Lord God, that we don't hold things back, that we don't suppress things that are hurting us, that we don't suppress things that are troubling. And we thank you, Lord God, that we don't suppress things that are troubling us, and that we don't keep things from you, Lord God, thinking that we have to be the ones to try to figure out how to fix it. And so we give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God, for every single thing that you are doing for us, everywhere that you are going to send us, Lord God. We know that your hand is going before us. And so we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that the words from Psalms chapter 7 and Psalms chapter 8 will permeate throughout our spirit and resonate in our spirits today, and that we will take your word and that we will carry it forth in everything that you have called us to do. We lift up this day to you, thanking you, Lord God. Go before us today. Lead us and guide us, Lord God. Show us the people that we need to talk to. Show us the people that we need to minister to, Lord God. Show us the people that we need to encourage, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that anybody that encounters us on today encounters the love of our Heavenly Father. And so we give you praise, honor, and glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so I love you all, and may God continue to go with you this week.